In chapter 3, Mishnah 4, Va'alik Sharis Bo'oif. So these are kosher in a bird, meaning if you slaughter the bird and it's got one of these things, it's still kosher, you can still eat it. Nikfa Gageris, if the windpipe is pierced. Now remember the animal, it said it had to be pierced less than that Italian Isar, the coin. But yeah, an Italian Isar is like bigger than the whole bird's neck, you know. So they just, the commentary said that as long as it's not the it's got to be less than the majority of the width of the windpipe. If the piercing is less than that, then it's still okay. Or shenistaka, or if it's slit, and this again was a slit along the windpipe, same as an animal, but again it has to be complete at the top and complete at the bottom. And as we said in the previous mission, this apparently is a heel. It heals. It's a kind of wood that heals, and therefore the animal, or the bird, would still be okay to eat if that was the scenario. If a weasel wounds the bird in the head, but in a place where it doesn't render it a trefa, so like not against the brain, for example, right? Remember that test that you would have to put his finger in and push up and see if brain matter comes out. Nikava zekef, if the crop has got a hole in it, so the crop was part of the digestive system, so if it's got a hole in it, it's still okay. The bird would still be okay to eat. Rebbe Omer afilu nital, he says no, even if the whole crop is gone, right? His view, we don't go like that. So if the whole crop is completely missing, then the bird, we can't eat the bird. Yatsib b'nama v'lo nikvu, if the intestines, the innards are protruding, but they're not pierced. So it's got like an evisceration of the bowel, right? But it's not pierced, it's still complete, then that would be okay. Nishtabru gaper, if the bones in the wings are broken, so then it's still kosher. Nishtabru ragler, if the legs are broken, and the commentaries say below the knee, then it would still be kosher. Nimritu kanafeha, if the wing feathers, which mean the large feathers on the bird's body, the bigger feathers, if those are missing, so the bird is still kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im nitla hanoitza psula, if the down that's on its body, the smaller feathers, etc., is gone, then he would hold that it's a trefa, actually. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's a trefa, but the locha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, so not like him.